Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Castle of Otranto by Horace Walpole. Sonnet to the Right Honourable Lady Mary Coke. The gentle maid, whose hapless tale these melancholy pages speak, say, gracious lady, shall she fail to draw the tear adown thy cheek? No, never was thy pitying breast insensible to human woes. Tender, though firm, it melts distressed for weaknesses it never knows. O God, the marvels I relate of fell ambitions scourged by fate from reason's peevish blame. Blessed with thy smile, my dauntless sail I dare expand to fancy's gale, for sure thy smiles are fame. Horace Walpole. Chapter 1. Manfred, Prince of Otranto, had one son and one daughter. The latter, a most beautiful virgin, aged 18, was called Matilda. Conrad, the son, was 3 years younger, a homely youth, sickly, and of no promising disposition. Yet he was the darling of his father, who never showed any symptoms of affection to Matilda. Manfred had contracted a marriage for his son with the Marquis of Vicenza's daughter, Isabella, and she had already been delivered by her guardians into the hands of Manfred, that he might celebrate the wedding as soon as Conrad's infirm state of